This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group Broker in Chicago. Dave, the cash dairy markets have had quite the ride the past few weeks. Give us your view on things. Demand, supply, avian influenza. What's going on?
There's a lot there, Lee. And I can just tell you right now, we're in the midst of a very chaotic move to the upside. This is where rationale and supply-demand fundamentals go out the window. And greed and fear take over. There's very little that you can read in the world or learn about markets in the last 10 or 20% of a move, either up or down. Things become unhinged. Tempers flare. There's a lot of money flying around. And that's what we're looking at right now in the market. However, the seeds of this were sown over the last year or more. The reality of it is the story for the past year had been weak demand for cheese, principally. U.S. cheddar manufacturers, cheese manufacturers, but specifically cheddar manufacturers, they heard that. They heard the demand was weak. So they go, okay, we'll make less cheddar. So that's what has been happening. And we talked about this before, Lee, where they kept the gas on cheddar production. We would have been $1.20 potentially, not $1.40 or $1.50 like we were for the first quarter of the year. But the reality of it is that when demand turns around, if you're making less cheddar, and of course, we can talk at length about making less milk out there, too. When demand turns around, all of a sudden things happen very quickly, and it exposes the fragility of the supply chain. And that's what we're dealing with right now. That's why we're at $1.90. What ends up happening is there's probably some element of legitimate demand out there that's picked up. That's absolutely happening. But the other part of this is a fear of missing out. So buyers go, I got to get something. I'm concerned about milk production. The avian flu obviously has knocked down production on some dairies. But even before that, U.S. milk production was off a little bit. So the bottom line is now you've got a couple of different reasons for buyers to step in, real demand and perceived problems going forward with milk production, and the markets are reflecting that.
Are dairy farmers going to see some prices that pay the bills, David?
I absolutely think so. I mean, in just 1 month's time, we gained $4 on June Class 3. Last week, trading over $20. These are numbers that are going to be very livable for people. Within this, though, Lee, no one knows for sure how sustainable demand is, and the issues of the economy still exist today. So you will have setbacks in price, and not every month is going to be over $20, and your listeners know that. But the reality that I think is now facing the industry is, hey, we've got a supply problem, and it's not going to get solved overnight.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group Broker in Chicago.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
As lawmakers try to craft a new farm bill, one of the many debates centers around what's the best way to help producers when disasters strike. USDA Radio's Gary Crawford has more with FSA's Steve Peterson.
Lawmakers working on the farm bill are looking at whether or not there should be some sort of permanent disaster program for farmers that would pick up where crop insurance leaves off.
I know there's been a lot of interest on the Hill about what a permanent disaster program would look like.
Steve Peterson helps run the USDA's Farm Service Agency. There are a number of ideas being discussed by lawmakers.
But there's always going to be those gaps where either for an underserved producer, they can't afford maybe the higher levels of insurance or coverage that they need. And so an emergency disaster program that could be more responsive could be available. So it's the debate around permanent risk management tool that is offered by crop insurance versus a supplemental program that steps in for gaps.
Or some combination of the two. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Join us tomorrow for our PDPW Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.